670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. If you have something to say about Afghanistan, about what the governor did yesterday, what the Raiders have already done, what CES is doing, vaccine mandates, we'll talk about all of that with you. Just give me a quick call. In fact, that's what Bob did. Bob, you're up. You're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Kevin, thanks for taking my call. Listen, just very quickly, I'm not going to talk about those other things. What I'd like to talk about, I am sick of losing in the state of Nevada, okay? I'm sick of losing for state senate, elect representatives, Congress, and the U.S. Senate. Our U.S. Senate race should be a no-brainer, and our people that are going to get elected in 2022 are going to be big plus for veterans. And I believe that Sam Brown has the qualifications, and he's paid the price for us, and he's sharp, had a half his face blown off, but so what? He's sharp. I went to his event. I was very surprised and impressed. Sam Brown.
He has an amazing personal story. The big question is, what separates him from Adam Laxalt, for instance? And that's these are the first two announced candidates.
A hero and a veteran. He's a hero and a veteran.
Well, it'll be interesting. One of the keys is being able to raise money. Adam Laxalt has proven he can raise money in this state. We don't know about Sam Brown yet, and that story is still to be told.
Yes, he's new at this, and he's got over a year. So he's got a year to get the things together. And I guess the primary is next June?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's got time. But I'm telling you something, he's very organized, very well-spoken. Both he and his wife are veterans, but he almost paid the ultimate price.
Yeah.
He was left for dead on the side of the road. And the guy just brings so much to the table, as you heard today when you had him on your show.
And so, he's a good guy to boot. Hey, Bob, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. More coming up. When we return, Matthew Dickerson is a director of the Heritage Foundation's Herman Center for the Federal Budget. What are the chances that Republicans can fend off that $3.5 trillion so-called infrastructure bill, the human infrastructure bill? We'll talk with about that coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 5:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, we do see a crash on the Southern Beltway as we speak. 215 westbound at the airport connector, you're really backed up there. All the way, in fact, to the airport tunnel as you try to merge on to 215 westbound. Also expect congestion on Interstate 15 southbound on that transition lane as you go to the 215 and you work your way past the stadium. Bumper to bumper through there. Also very slow through the resort corridor. Northbound at Charleston on the 15. 15 south at Owens. Ditto on that. And reduced speeds on the 515. Eastbound at the 15 interchange and westbound. That's at Eastern.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Today's the day that NFL teams have to get their rosters down to 85. The Raiders making a number of moves. Quarterback Case Cooksis has been waived. He was signed earlier this week after Marcus Mariota suffered a leg injury, but looks like Mariota's going to be fine. Kicker Dominic Eberle, he has been waived as Daniel Carlson comes back off the COVID reserve list. Long snapper Liam McCullough, running back Bo Scarborough, and receiver Caleb Scott all have been let go as well. The Raiders also released veteran defensive players in cornerback Devontae Bosby and defensive tackle Ethan Westbrooks. Again, the Raiders match up against the Rams coming up this weekend. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
For your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Woo! Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL and do more with modern devices in Windows 10 Pro.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in this half hour, Chris Cuomo of CNN finally speaks about his brother, disgraced Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York. And you might be surprised by what comes out of his mouth. I was a little shocked by it. This is from last night's show, but it's the first time he's spoken on the governor since being given essentially a gag order by his employer, CNN. And I know he would like to have spoken, but he hasn't. We'll get to that. Also, General Jack Keane, Fox News military analyst, what went wrong in Afghanistan? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. First, I want to go to Matthew Dickerson. He is the director of the Heritage Foundation's Herman Center for the federal budget. And we were talking about the budget resolution, the $3.5 trillion budget resolution. Essentially, I asked him if GOP lawmakers in the Senate were essentially hoodwinked by the Democrats and Chuck Schumer.
Well, as you know, earlier this year, the president came out with a really aggressive agenda, trillions of dollars and expanded liberal agenda for higher levels of spending, record levels of damaging tax hikes, massive expansion of the welfare state. He wanted to pass a so-called families plan and a so-called jobs plan. Well, some of the Republicans said that we can negotiate if we're going to have an actual infrastructure package that's focused on actual real roads and bridges. And so some of the senators came together and they came to an agreement to spend $1.2 trillion on infrastructure. But not 2 hours after those Republican senators got a handshake agreement with President Biden, Biden came out and said, well, we can't actually pass this bipartisan infrastructure agreement until we get all of my agenda, all of it passed through Congress, and that's what's moving through the House and Senate at this time.
And let me ask you, is it possible that what has happened is the president agreed to cuts in transportation and different things on that $1.2 trillion bill, but yet they're all things that are going to be addressed fully in the $3.5 trillion bill that has also been passed now and will end up forming at least a framework of all of these new social programs. Can you talk a little bit about what's included in the $3.5 trillion bill?
That's exactly the case, Kevin. So what they want to include is, in these two bills that are moving together in tandem, is all of President Biden's liberal agenda. It's meant to reshape the American economy and permanently expand the size and scope of government control over people's lives. There's green everything from Green New Deal-style climate policies, large-scale mass amnesty even, a massive expansion of the welfare state, everything from monthly child tax credit payments to nearly every single family in the country, to expanding Obamacare. It's massive tax hikes that are going to really damage the American economy.
I'm just curious. Was this a breakdown in Republican strategy? Did they not know that this reconciliation process was coming down the pike?
Well, I think it was pretty obvious to a lot of people, including our folks here at the Heritage Foundation, that both of those packages were linked together. And unfortunately, a lot of the Biden agenda is still included in this Republican bipartisan package, too. It's filled with climate and social justice spending. There's just as much spending increases on local transit and rail liberal priorities as there is on highways. So I think it's a disappointing package that is moving through the Congress right now.
Again, Matthew Dickerson joining us from the Heritage Foundation and the Herman Center for the Federal Budget. Did the Republicans, and there were like 19 of them that voted for this $1.2 trillion package, did they make a tactical mistake in giving the president the $1.2 trillion victory?
Look, I would say there's a lot of damaging policies included in this massive expansion of federal control over what should be local and state decisions. And so I think it's bad policy. I think it's bad politics. And so I think it certainly puts a lot of members in a tough spot for it to be moving forward in tandem with President Biden's $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill that includes his entire liberal agenda.
So what happens next? The House is out. The Senate is out. We had heard that they might call back the House on the 23rd of August, but I haven't heard anything recently about that. What is the next step in this process?
That's right. So both chambers are out this week, but next week, Nancy Pelosi is calling the House of Representatives back. She's interrupting their August vacations that they take every year. This is how important it is to President Biden and to Nancy Pelosi that she's bringing all her members back to Washington next week. And so she's going to pass this budget resolution that's going to kickstart the process to pass the $3.5 trillion bill. Now, there's a couple of Democrats in the House that have said that they don't want to vote for this budget until they can pass the bipartisan bill into law. But, of course, Nancy Pelosi wants to keep them tied together, and so there's a bit of a standoff within the Democrats in the House next week.
There are a number of House members that don't think $1.2 trillion is enough and that don't think that $3.5 trillion is enough for the second bill. Are there enough of those types of Democrats that they could derail this thing?
And so you're right. AOC and the others, they want to spend not $4.5 trillion, but they want to spend $10 trillion or even more if they could get a hold of enough tax dollars to spend and completely take over the economy. It seems like Bernie Sanders helped put together this budget resolution. He's the chair of the Senate Budget Committee. And so it looks like the progressives are all on board with President Biden and Speaker Pelosi's strategy right now to take this massive expansion of the federal government, control more people's lives.
So on the 23rd, what will the House take up? Will they take up both of these bills, or do they need just one, or do they just need approval on the $1.2 trillion?
So what piece Pelosi wants to pass next week is just the budget. That's going to kickstart the process to put together their reconciliation bill. So if you're kind of building the House, this budget resolution that the Senate already passed and the House will take up is the blueprint. You need your blueprint before you can start building the House that is the reconciliation bill. And that's what they're going to pass next week. Pelosi is going to hold that Senate-passed infrastructure package hostage while she puts together the final bill to spend $3.5 trillion later this fall.
Okay, and then what happens after the House passes this framework? How do they end up putting meat on the bones, so to speak?
And so the Pelosi and Leader Schumer and the leaders of the various committees in the House and the Senate are going to start putting together the legislative text to have this higher levels of spending, higher levels of tax. They're going to put it into the actual legislative language. Then they can actually pass it through the Senate with just 50 votes plus Kamala Harris and bypass what would normally be the 60-vote filibuster threshold because they're passing it through this budgetary process, reconciliation.
Is the Senate parliamentarian involved at all anymore? Are there any question marks as to what will pass muster with the parliamentarian?
Absolutely. The Senate parliamentarian is a key staffer, but it's important to know that this staffer just gives advice. And so when Kamala Harris is in the chair of the Senate presiding, they can overrule the parliamentarian with just 50 votes plus Kamala Harris. And so there's definitely question marks. They definitely want to push the bounds of what would normally be allowed under the rules. They want to even pass mass-scale amnesty for millions of illegal immigrants through a budgetary process. And I think that would be a very damaging precedent to set.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he's giving us much hope. Matthew Dickerson, the director of the Heritage Foundation's Herman Center for the Federal Budget. Give you some professional expertise. That's what we do on the program. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
What if every Nevadan listening to this radio message who has gotten the COVID-19 vaccine convinced just one friend or family member in Nevada to get vaccinated? And what if those Nevadans then did the same thing? We'd be back to normal in no time. It's safe, free, and easy, with no ID or proof of insurance necessary. It's not too late until it is. Learn more at nvcovidfighter.org.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised I'd let you hear the bulk of Chris Cuomo's statement last night on CNN, his first and apparently last reaction to his brother Andrew's resignation speech. It really is sad what has happened with Andrew Cuomo. He's gone from the top of the heap to out of a job. This was Chris Cuomo last night on CNN.
My brother, as you know, resigned as governor of New York and will be stepping down next week. There are a lot of people feeling a lot of hurt and a lot of pain right now. And my hope is that ultimately everyone involved can get to a better place, that some higher good will be served in all of this. As for me, I've told you it's never easy being in this business and coming from a political family, especially now. This situation is unlike anything I could have imagined. And yet I know what matters at work and at home. Everyone knows you support your family. I know and appreciate that you get that. But you should also know I never covered my brother's troubles because I obviously have a conflict. And there are rules at CNN about that. I said last year that his appearances on this show would be short-lived. And they were. The last was over a year ago, long before any kind of scandal. I also said back then that a day would come when he would have to be held to account, and I can't do that. I said point blank, I can't be objective when it comes to my family. So I never reported on the scandal. And when it happened, I tried to be there for my brother. I'm not an advisor. I'm a brother. I wasn't in control of anything. I was there to listen and offer my take. And my advice to my brother was simple and consistent. Own what you did. Tell people what you'll do to be better. Be contrite. And finally, accept that it doesn't matter what you intended. What matters is how your actions and words were perceived. And yes, while it was something I never imagined ever having to do, I did urge my brother to resign when the time came. There are stories and critics saying all kinds of things about me, many unsupported. But know this, my position has never changed. I never misled anyone about the information I was delivering or not delivering on this program. I never attacked nor encouraged anyone to attack any woman who came forward. I never made calls to the press about my brother's situation. I never influenced or attempted to control CNN's coverage of my family. And as you know, back in May, when I was told to no longer communicate with my brother's aides in any group meetings, I acknowledged it was a mistake. I apologized to my colleagues, and I stopped, and I meant it. It was a unique situation being a brother to a politician in a scandal and being part of the media. I tried to do the right thing, and I just want you all to know that. As I've said, we have rules here at CNN that prevent me from reporting on my brother. They remain in place and will continue to. Tonight, I simply wanted to address something that, given what's happened, I just felt it needed to be said. This will be my final word on it, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do so.
Do you notice, though, he's never said, oh, and by the way, my brother's a creep. My brother is a lousy, stinking creep who deserves to be fired. He hasn't said that yet. Maybe he won't ever say that. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, it's interesting. The president spoke yesterday, and people have been coming out of the woodwork trashing it, even Fareed Zakarias. Let's go to cut two real quick. Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, he panned really nasty the Biden-Afghanistan speech yesterday. This is cut two. Go.
That speech demonstrated a president who is dangerously disconnected from reality. You can put aside the question of the decision to withdraw from Afghanistan. You can just focus on how that decision has been executed over the last couple weeks, Neil. The president seemed totally oblivious to the conditions on the ground. He acted as if this withdrawal is going in an orderly fashion, when in fact, we have hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans